I've been studying hope quite a bit because I need it when studying this field. And what I've noticed that is included in hope is that in order to hope, you have to see reality as it is. So you have to be willing to face into what's actually there. So you, if you hope for something that isn't in line with reality, it's never going to happen, right? It's just optimism or wishful thinking. So for it to be real hope, you have to actually see the situation as it is and hope for a certain outcome. In this case, regarding climate change and environmental concerns, you have to be willing to grieve and commit to turning around. So in order to hope, we have to, I mean, it's going to make us feel sad when we see reality as it is, because it's a sad situation. So grieving and going through that process is really important. And then committing to turn around, because otherwise there's not much hope of going a better direction, right? And then imagine. So imagine what a better future would look like, or a different, a sustainable way of living together as a community. And have that space of imagining together. And then make a plan. And then do it. Take a step in that direction. And another step. With people. So that's important. I mean, if you don't have other people to do it with, you can do it on your own. And connect with other people online, which is helpful that we have that global community that way. But it's better for our mental health, generally, if we can work with other people who are nearby us. So take a step with other people and another step, and keep taking steps, even if they're really small ones. And then celebrate. Yay, we did something, and it worked. Or yay, we did something, and it failed spectacularly, and we're going to try again. So celebrate even the small things. So like at my meeting, we have coffee on Sunday mornings, and so I don't know, it's been like 4 years that I've been talking about, like, maybe we should get like ceramic mugs and just wash them instead of paper cups and plastic lids, and, you know, little creamers and little plastic containers. And so finally we got a little cream pitcher, so we don't have little plastic cream things that we throw away for every single person's coffee cup. So we still have paper cups and plastic lids, but we finally got a refillable creamer thing. Yay! So so the pastoral team and I really celebrated, yay, we did this thing, when we got that, even though it's like this tiny step, but it's like, we did something about this. We've been talking about it for 4 years, and we finally did one thing. So yeah, it's crazy how much comes up. So in this situation, I talked about switching out the cups, and they're like, well, maybe we should change the whole entrance to the meeting house, because if we change the cups, then we have to have a place to put them, and then we have to have a place to wash them, and where will people come in, and then they'll leave them all in the entryway. And so it became like this huge conversation of, we're going to have to change the way that we come into the building if we change the paper cups. So these things happen, and even though my congregation that I go to really cares about this topic, it's still taken us this long and we haven't changed out the paper cups, but we're working on it. So we celebrated the creamer thing, and we're still working. So so celebration is an important piece. Giving ourselves grace about the process is important. Practicing trust and gratitude. So being grateful for what we have, that we do have enough, that God sustains us through all of this, that we are valuable and beloved children of God, that are valuable in this community regardless of what we produce or what we can do, that we're valuable as ourselves, that we can trust that who we are is enough. And we can trust that when we come together as a community, it will be enough. So practicing that intentionally together is an important piece of this as well. It keeps us grounded and sane, and it gives us spiritual centeredness for the long haul. So this isn't something that happens overnight. It's a long-term vision. And so we need to have these spiritual practices that keep us grounded in trusting and being grateful.